to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
And welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Nora Claver, and I'm your guest host for today and actually for next Saturday as well. I want to welcome all of Dr. Pat's regulars and any new listeners coming in today. Dr. Pat has graciously offered me the mic, and I'm thrilled to be here. I think we have a show very much in line with Dr. Pat's regular kind of guests, very inspiring and powerful. But before we get to meet our guests, let me tell you a little bit about myself so that you're not feeling as though you're listening to a complete and total stranger. My name is Nora Claver, and I'm a master coach working out of the Chicago area, although I do a lot of international and domestic work as well. I've been coaching since 1995, and I've loved practically every minute of it. That moment when you're working with someone and you see them finally get it, where the aha moment just registers in their face, that is one of the most thrilling moments of my day. And I absolutely love it. To have that opportunity to see someone change before your very eyes is one of the most amazing gifts that I've been given in my life. And not many jobs give you a chance to do that. I love the fact that the people that I'm working with are always changing. They're striving and they're growing, and they do it with a lot of laughter. So that's what I'm hoping for all of you as well. I'm also a new author of a book. It's been published through Barrett Kohler Publishers out of San Francisco, and the book is called Mayday, Asking for Help in Times of Need. A number of years ago, I realized that I had created a life of incredible self-sufficiency to the point where I just really didn't have anyone to rely on. And I think I might have been an extreme case, but on other levels, I also think I'm probably a pretty average case. Most of us really don't like asking for help at all. But as a coach, I paid very close attention to it. I took my own life lessons and broke them down and then watched as other people learned similar ones. And what I came up with is a process that I think really works, one that's based on self-compassion, faith, and gratitude. And it's those three emotional steps that really change us. They change how we see life. They change us physically. They change us intellectually, and they allow us to interact with others in the world in a very different place. And so those are really my three favorites, compassion, faith, and gratitude. Those are three virtues that I really try to live my life by. So it's in that spirit of compassion, faith, and gratitude that I've taken over from Dr. Pat for today, and again for next Saturday. So hopefully if you like what you hear today, you'll tune back in. But let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. We have Suparna Bhasin, who's the CEO of Passion Into Practice, a New York-based organization that focuses on helping people generate, determine their passion, and then live from it. And Suparna, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Welcome
there.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nora.
I'm so glad to have you here. And I have to say, what you do really is very much in line with what Dr. Pat is trying to do in terms of her show, inspiring people and getting people to live to their absolute fullest.
Yes, I got that impression from learning about her and listening to the kinds of things that she's doing, so I was pleased to see that it was such a good match.
Oh, good, good, good. Now, I understand you're in Seattle right now.
You know, I'm actually in Philadelphia, but I am flying to Seattle on Monday.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so why don't you just give us a real quick run-through of what Passion Into Practice really is all about?
Sure, I would love to. Thank you. Essentially, Passion Into Practice is a life coaching company, and we are unique in that we have a very specific curriculum that we take people through. So it has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an end, and it's a 12-principled process, and there's three parts to the process. The way to engagement, which is really around engaging somebody around who they are, mustering the courage to follow their vision, finding the faith from within to generate that vision, like you said so beautifully, having awareness about the past, about lessons, about seeing how they've played out different areas of their life, if it's work or relationships, played out different patterns, and then whatever limiting beliefs they may be holding. So this is the foundational work to the process called the way to engagement. The second part to the work is called the way to wholeness, and it's really about the whole human being and addressing all areas of life. So that's balance, paying attention to health, relationships, looking at all relationships, honoring not just romantic but all relationships, money, abundance, really growing prosperous habits, and then work, of course, work, so important is your purpose, and really identifying what your interests are, what your talents are, what your style is, these kinds of questions. And then finally, the way to transformation, which is about the future, really helping you play with possibilities, claim a purpose, clarify your vision, and then finally, the last piece of the work, which I really appreciate because it's really about where the rubber hits the road, is creating a commitment plan so that you really implement your vision and take the steps and write them down to see what makes it a reality. So we're bringing this process and these programs to people from all walks of life that feel called to do this kind of work, which is really personal growth work. And we launched in Seattle, and we're currently launching in Seattle this coming week, and then San Francisco, and we hope to go national and global over the next 5 years.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So you said there are a variety of people who come to the program. Can you give us an example of what people are looking for and what they end up doing at the end?
Yes, great, great question. Thank you. It's so interesting. You know, I'm a psychologist, so it fascinates me, human behavior. And I will say this, there's a common theme that I feel is emerging so much right now, which is an example of the kind of person I really feel as strongly as my target market is a lot of individuals that come to me out of their corporate jobs. This is not to say there's anything wrong with corporate America. There's just a lot of people in particular that are, I live in New York, so this might be why, that are in these 9-to-5 jobs but aren't fulfilled and aren't feeling like it's meaningful. So an example is, you know, I've had investment bankers come to me and say, Suparna, I'm just exhausted. I work too many hours. I don't know what my passions are. All I know is I hate my job, I hate my boss, and I don't feel good here. And we call that unremarkable work. And truly, what's on the other side of that when a client goes through the program and goes through the process is really uncovering, slowing down long enough to take stock of why they're making the choices they're making. And then so many beautiful visions come out of this work of people that ultimately what I'm finding to be a current theme is finding meaningful work. And, you know, that doesn't just mean feeding the homeless. That means caring about what you do and doing it from a place of service. If that's operationalizing a business or building systems or being a lawyer or being a doctor or being a school teacher, it's really about coming to it from a place of joy and passion and service. So that's what I believe we help people do.
Oh, I just absolutely love that, and I have to say it really resonates for me. There, it's kind of funny, out in Chicago here, which is where I'm calling from, there's well, there used to be a program, and I'm not sure if it's still being offered anymore, but it's directed at lawyers, and I believe it's called Unhappy Lawyers.
And it's great.
In a very small way, trying to do the same thing. It's recognizing that there are a lot of people who are in occupations or following paths that really are not right for them.
Yeah.
And recognizing that there's a whole new way of approaching that. And I have to say, one of the things I'm really intrigued by is the whole person approach that you have, the holistic effort that you put into helping people find those answers. Can you give me any idea on how this all started? Where did this all come from?
Yeah, I'd love to. It's a beautiful story, actually. My business partner, her name is Laurel Donnellan. She founded this company, or I should say a version of this company, in 1996. And really what happened for her is she came out of an experience. We have different language that we use in our work. So we use words like remarkable work and unremarkable work, bridge work and soul work. So, you know, Laurel came out of a company where she was really doing remarkable work. And that was work that she felt proud of, work that she felt good about. And she really was somebody who felt sad when the company ended because she saw so many people that didn't love what they did. And essentially what ended up happening was she left Medallion, which was the hotel, because they sold it, and began Passion into Practice with the quest to help people find meaningful work.
That's wonderful. And we'll talk more about this after this break. Thanks so much, Parna. You're listening
Thank
to
you.
The Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you.
Radio Network. Radio Network. Radio Network.
Okay, everyone, listen up. You can do it. You can quit smoking in as little as 30 days with zero smoke. That's right, a new product to help you quit smoking now. And here's the deal. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on gum, patches, or pills. Zero Smoke helps you quit naturally using biomagnets. It works by placing these neat little magnets on either side of your ear. Then science takes over. It's just like acupressure. The urge to smoke goes away. This product has sold like crazy in Europe and has just been introduced in the United States. In fact, Sal the stockbroker is using the product to quit. It's a disgusting habit, and you need to quit today. Now, everybody, go to their website, zerosmoke.org, or call them at 800-577-9933, and take advantage of their risk-free offer. That's right, just pay shipping, and they will send you this revolutionary product absolutely free. What do you have to lose? It's the summer. You want to feel good, and you want to quit that nasty habit. That's 800-577-9933, or go to the web at We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourished the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Bay Pellegrini, offering small group sojourns to sacred sites around the world. We'll walk the pilgrim paths of Europe and experience revered places that lifted the hearts of saints, peasants, and kings. The Camino de Santiago, the dwellings of Mary Magdalene, the labyrinths of France. Join a special tour this fall with Margaret Starbird, renowned author of The Woman with the Alabaster Jar. Call 877-377-3557 or visit baypellegrini.com. That's BEIPELLEGRI.
Health Radio Network is streaming online
24/7
at healthradionetwork.com.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes in his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life. Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? To wake up feeling clear and refreshed? To live without allergies? More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7680.
Health Radio Network is streaming this show and other great health talk shows online 24 hours a day,
7 days a week
at healthradionetwork.com. And now back to the show.
And welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your guest host, Nora Claver, and we have a fabulous guest with us today, Suparna Bhasin, who is with Passion into Practice. And before we get too far in with Suparna, I just want to let you know that if you have a question for either me or Suparna, you're welcome to send a Yahoo message to me if you'd like at Nora_Klaver. That's Nora_ K-L-A-V as in Victor, E-R, at yahoo.com. And we also have a regular call-in number at 866-473-8255. And we're back with Suparna. Suparna, I understand it's your birthday.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Happy birthday.
It is my birthday. Thank you.
So this is really a birthing process that you're going through right now with Passion into Practice on the West Coast. Is that correct?
It is. It is. And, you know, it's so funny that you say it that way, because that's really how I feel. You know, I'm not a mother. I'm 36 today, and I'm not a mother. But I really do feel that this is my child, that this business is my child, and that this is why I was really born, you know, and it's my birthday, and this is why I was born, and we really are birthing something, you know, I hope becomes very special and very unique on the planet to help people birth their dreams. So, yeah, you know, we're going out west, and I think there's a demand for it, and I know there's a demand for it because it's already starting. But, you know, what's so exciting is also seeing clients when they first start to realize they have a dream. I sometimes pretend I'm a gynecologist and say, you know, I'm helping watch your baby grow every time you come to me. So it's funny you use the birthing, because it's really about that on so many levels.
Yes. So could you share a story about maybe one of the people who've gone through the Passion into Practice program with us?
Oh, I would love to, because I just saw her actually on Thursday, and it's Saturday, and she's got such a great story. So she's a woman who came out of the education field, and so she works at a university, and it's more a director, behind-the-scenes kind of job. She did very well at it. Happens to be that she grew up in the same hometown as me, but we, of course, never met. So she's in New York now and found me through a seminar that I put on in New York. And she really didn't know, you know, at the end of the day. She just knew she didn't like her job. She knew she didn't like her boss. She really didn't know. I mean, I think she had the courage to go for it, so she hired me and knew that. But there was not a lot of clarity at the end of the process. But through our program and through her deep work, where she landed was really wanting to bring in a unique experience to women. And she is a woman of color, so I think there is a draw for her to work with minority women. So, but she's open to any woman. But she really wants to help women that are less privileged, and she wants to offer them an adventure, travel experience that allows them to have a unique, new, fresh perspective of the world through going somewhere they've never heard of, through jumping out of an airplane, and reaching a new level of possibility through this experiential travel. And it is a bit of coaching, because the name that she's coming up with, that is called Sadauji, and it means a longing for. And so many people long to travel. That's what I've found through my work, is that everybody's dream is to travel. I've yet to meet someone who said, don't want to do that. So this is a way to bring that experience to people and also help awaken something more beyond the travel inside of them. So that's her vision, and she's going for it, and she's moving abroad, and she's researching all kinds of things, and she's really in action, and she's putting a business plan together, and it's really happening.
That is so fabulous. Now,
so
how do you help people, though, make that transition from what they're currently doing to this new place? It's got to be kind of frightening for them, because it's a big unknown.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so terrific that you bring that up, because it speaks so directly to our work and how much I really want people to understand that we are not pie in the sky. It's not about, okay, you're an administrative assistant in a 9-to-5 job and you want to be an astronaut, so good luck with that. You know, because then it's like, well, there's a huge gap between where I am and where I need to get to, and a lot of times there is. You know, what your life looks like today is not the one you really want tomorrow. So what we have is a couple of different distinctions that help people really better understand where they are today. I find, as a coach, that it's important to know where you are in order to do something about it. So we have a couple distinctions called unremarkable work and remarkable work. And unremarkable work is, we use an umbrella. I don't have a visual because we're on the radio, but imagine an umbrella and imagine the rain pouring down and you're not under the umbrella, so you're being poured on. And it's unremarkable because it steals your energy, it doesn't leave room for your passions, it doesn't feel good, you dread it, you're not doing it from a place of service, and that's unremarkable, and it keeps you away from pursuing your dreams. So a lot of people are doing unremarkable work where they're really burnt out, they're unhappy, and they don't have joy left. And when they find us, what we teach them is, look, you actually have options, and it's not maybe so simple to go from this unremarkable high-paying job to your dream. So we teach people something else called bridge work, and that falls under the remarkable work category. And bridge work is really work that funds you, that feeds you, that's money in the bank so that you can build your dream, because obviously, not everybody is independently a multimillionaire and can afford to quit their job tomorrow. So the bridge work really is something that's in place to fund the dream, to keep you stable, to keep you paying your mortgage or your rent so that you can work on your soul work. But the real important piece is if you're not working on the soul, then it's not a bridge. So it's important to clarify the soul, and sometimes unremarkable work can become remarkable bridge work if you maintain it and get it under control and work on the soul work. So that's how we really help people make the transition, through helping them make better choices, take better care of themselves, and find work that is going to supplement them while they work on their dream.
Wow. That is thorough. I'm really glad to hear that, because I have faced so many similar situations with my clients where they have wonderful dreams and they're so frustrated because they can't see how to make that transition from the steady, secure paycheck that they're receiving to the new dream.
Yeah.
And I love this idea of bridge work. I know I'm bouncing around here a little bit, but can you tell me a little bit about how you and Laurel got together?
Oh, no, I'd love to. It's a fun story as well. I began my career in corporate America in 1996 as a trainer, and when I first woke up, I knew that I really wanted to help people. So the first step I took towards that was going to Columbia to get my master's in organizational psychology. To become a therapist, but I ended up getting my organizational psychology degree, my master's. It turns out that Laurel and I were in the same program at the same time in 1998. We never met. It's total coincidence. But years later, in 2004, I was doing bridge work because I had started my own coaching company prior to that, and it ultimately didn't go the way I wanted or in the direction that I'd hoped, and it was perfect because I learned the lessons I was meant to learn, and my partner took it in a different direction, and I knew that I wanted to do work like this, exactly the kind of work I was doing. And essentially what ended up happening was I was doing bridge work, and I was working with somebody, and he called me and said, I have a woman you have to meet, and she's doing what you've told me you want to do. And that was September of 2004, and we actually met at a Women in Power conference in New York City through the Omega Institute. And we kind of joke about it, because we're business partners, that it was love at first sight.
Yes.
So it's a really fun story, and that was the same week that she published the workbook, and we came together and created an agreement. She was meant to bring it into the world, and I was meant to help bring it out into the world. So here we are.
Well, great. Thank you. We'll learn more about the workbook and some of the work that Passion into Practice is doing with kids when we return after this message.
Health Radio Network.
Essentia Water is one of the leading enhanced waters marketed throughout the country. Essentia Water provides many benefits with its high 9.5 pH alkalinity, its super hydrating properties, and its concentration of pure essential electrolytes, all coming together to produce a taste that's sweeter, silkier, and smoother than ordinary water. Find Essentia Water in health food stores and natural food sections of grocery stores. Essentia Water. Ask for it.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Give your kids a gift. The Angel Healing Meditation from Positive Central.
Well, it helps me get to sleep faster. It also kind of soothes me when I'm trying to relax.
I like how you get to create your own special angel and how your angel has the power to transform things.
Learn how your children can enjoy the Angel Healing Meditation at PositiveCentral.com.
It makes me feel like I had a relaxing sleep.
Order yours today at PositiveCentral.com.
Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life, but there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Drugs destroyed holidays for my family.
It's like getting caught in a tornado. It spins you until there's nothing left.
The only thing that's on your mind is getting high.
It was the worst Christmas that I've ever spent.
I wanted to have my family back, and that's when my mother found Narcanon.
If you or someone you love has a drug or alcohol problem, call Narcanon today at 1-800-468-6933 or visit us at www.stopaddiction.com.
Program provides general information relating to health. Listeners should not individually rely on the information given here because we're all a little bit different from one another. This program is definitely not a substitute for a consultation with a qualified medical doctor. We encourage you to make an appointment with your own doctor in order to resolve any of your health concerns. Now, back to the show.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Nora Claver, your guest host for today. I'm author of the book, Mayday, Asking for Help in Times of Need. And my guest today is Suparna Bhasin, who's the CEO of Passion into Practice, a New York-based organization that is starting to go worldwide. And we have just heard mention from Suparna of a great little workbook that their organization produces. So, Suparna, if you wouldn't mind, why don't you tell us a little bit about the workbook?
Oh, I'd love to. It's, you know, it's such an amazing tool, and I can say this because I didn't write it, so it's easy for me to sing its praises because truly I've seen it work over and over and over with our clients. My business partner spent 8 years working on this workbook, 4 years full-time. She did a number of things to perfect it. She got her master's in organizational psychology. She studied with people like Dick Bowles, Julia Cameron, all these, Rick Jarreau, all these gurus of personal growth and of finding your purpose and your calling. I sometimes joke with people, I say, if you know who Dick Bowles, what color is your parachute, which a lot of people know about finding work that you love, and Julia Cameron, The Artist Way, if the two were to get together, Dick and Julia, and they had a baby, it would be called Passion into Practice, because it's really a workbook with a lot of the same kinds of exercises, in the sense that it's all work. So it requires writing and thinking and dreaming and doing different activities that we give you throughout the workbook to really help you uncover your dreams and know yourself better. So it's 12 chapters. It's got exercises and work in each chapter. So we do sessions with clients and they do the work in between each session, and it's really a beautiful process because it has an internal and external measure. Laurel is very business-minded, so it wasn't just about feeling good. It was about taking that feel-good feeling and bringing it into action, into the world, into your life in a very concrete way. So hopefully that gives you a better sense of the workbook.
Now, all right, so it's not as though the workbook is available just for purchase. It's part of the program then.
That's right.
It's the heart and soul of the program, really.
It's not being sold separate because, and that's a great question, Nora, because the reason for that was a very important business decision that we made, and what we found was that it's very deep work and it requires something special that I really feel. Somebody asked me, they said, what do you think it is that has you be successful? What are you really bringing people? You're holding them to account every week? Is that what you're doing? I said, I know that's what people do as a coach, and that is a part of what you do, but the truth of the matter is what is the most important part that this tool, this workbook, is being used to do is to look at somebody and believe in their dreams even when they don't. Is to look at somebody and say, you know what? It's possible. It really is. And if you're dreaming it and feeling it and wanting it and longing for it, then you get to have it. And people come so heartbroken over their lives not being the way they'd hoped when they were growing up, innocently wanting a certain thing. And they need somebody to re-inspire them, to reparent them, to retrain them to believe that it is possible. And that's the essence of it. And that's the essence of the workbook. And that's why we don't have you just go out on your own, because there's something special about sharing your dream and having a community and having what we call a dream advocate.
Oh, that's so true. Doing it alone is a very scary proposition.
It is.
And doing it in partnership is really the only way to go anyway, because no one ever does things alone.
Yes.
Well, that's okay. That's wonderful. What I'd like to hear now, though, is about your children's program. And I think
Yes. This
is absolutely fascinating, because clearly adults are still looking for what they want, but we never really think about kids and what they're struggling with. So why don't you tell us a little
wouldn't
bit
it be
about
great
that?
If we could do this process when we were a teenager, before we apply to college and spend all that money on that advanced degree or on that liberal arts education, and we don't know why we're going. I know that I'm guilty of that myself as an undergrad. The teenagers are the ones that we're working with now on the youth side, and we do feel they need to be old enough to grasp these kinds of principles. Because at a young age, it's tougher to work with children at this level, because it is a thoughtful, deep level that we're asking people to really go to. So the youngest we've done, and the youngest I think we'd probably do is 14, is ninth graders. And we actually piloted our program called Do Your Thing, The Road to Dreams, A Guide for Teens. And it was piloted for the first time in Red Hook, in a part of Brooklyn, at a school called PS Leadership 27. And it's just a beautiful principal who has a vision to really have ninth graders look at their goals, look at their dreams, spend the year really doing that. And the whole high school, because the brand new high school is being based on that curriculum. So she's such an innovator and she's so inspiring. And so we got approved as a vendor for the Board of Ed, and we actually delivered a big project to these kids, 50 youth at risk, last fall as part of their ninth grade to launch their ninth grade curriculum. So it's really exciting, because I think young people today are asking the same questions that we asked, and let's be proactive, and this is being developed even more by us right now, because this is the second baby of the family, and it's about a year old. It was launched this time last year.
Well, I think that's fascinating, and it is of particular interest to me this week, because I noticed an article in the New York Times this week that was actually talking about the New Jersey school districts and how they're trying to get kids in junior high, or at least as a freshman, to select their major.
Ah.
At that point. And
wow.
I'm thinking, wow, that's
yeah.
a huge decision
that
to be
is.
Making.
Wow.
Now, of course, we know that once you get into college, your major switches like six times.
Of course. If you're lucky enough to figure out what it even is.
That's right. But this kind of work I could see would really, really resonate. And talk about adding to a child's self-esteem. Being able to go through this and really being given credit for your ideas and what it is you want to create for yourself without discouragement, I think that's incredibly powerful.
Yeah, it really is. And I think if we can do that for our young people, our world will look so different in 10 years than it does now.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it? Just to be able to know that we can do that without worry and knowing that once we're in the flow of life, things just take care of themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, and really that's what I see that you're really doing is you're bringing people back into the flow.
Yes.
In my book, Mayday, I do mention how asking for help can return people to the flow of life. And certainly your program does the same thing. This is Nora Claver on the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back in a few moments after a few messages. Thank you.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The folks at Enlightenment Card think so. While other credit cards channel their monies to faceless corporations, the Enlightenment Card has established over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further your own growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or to use them to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference. Will this save the world? Probably not. But it will send a message to corporate America that there are people who are paying attention to how money is being used. Join their community at enlightenmentcard.com. Again, that's enlightenmentcard.com. Enlightenmentcard.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm pleased to invite you to the Wisdom Festival Conference and Exposition being held September 15th and 16th on the San Francisco waterfront at Fort Mason Center's IRFS Pavilion. The Wisdom Festival promises to be a signature event in the Bay Area, bringing together cutting-edge speakers and lecturers. Not only will attendees be able to mingle with like-minded people, but they'll be able to enhance their own self-growth by being with the experts that are connected with evolving human empowerment and global community. See world-renowned speakers including Dan Millman, author of You Are What You Love, Vaishali, and best-selling author Danyon Brinkley. There will be music and dance throughout the entire weekend. The Wisdom Festival 2007 will be addressing significant and timely themes. So join us as we explore the wide variety of modern and ancient wisdom teachings. Go to wisdomfestival.com or call 800-367-5777 for registration information.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
Ready to put cancer behind you? Clarify your purpose in life after a cancer diagnosis. Learn new tools and take back your life. Rekindle your spirit and find support in peaceful Hawaii. Join our next retreat with Dr. Jean Ochterberg, Karen Cook, and Lou Whitney at Kokalulu's Cancer Aftercare Retreat Center on the island of Hawaii, September 30th through October 12th.
Health
Radio Network is streaming this show and other great health talk shows online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at healthradionetwork.com. And now back to the show.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is your guest host, Nora Claver, and I'm author of the book, Mayday, Asking for Help in Times of Need. And our guest today is Suparna Bhasin, who is with Passion into Practice. And we were just talking during the break about this concept of community. And I think it's really an important one that I think we want to share with the listeners, especially in regards to this idea of living your passion. So, Suparna, how does community come into play with your work?
Yeah, and it is so, so vital is what I'm finding. You know, that's what I feel like is lacking so much right now is that I have the privilege, as do you, Nora, because I know our work is so similar in the world, to really listen to somebody and understand their pain, their dreams, their hopes, their heartbreaks from soup to nuts, all of it. And what they don't realize, which you and I do because of the place we're able to sit in this lifetime, is that they're not alone. That actually the statistics show that 8 out of every 10 people would quit their job tomorrow if they could. And
yeah.
That so many people feel the same way as these people that I've described, my clients, anybody that feels they're longing for something that hasn't happened and been manifested yet. So the work that we do as Passion into Practice, but also beyond that, what I want to encourage people to do is build and find community. Find people and talk about your dreams. Form a group. We have something called Vision Circles that we've formed, which is a group process, which is a small group that's formed to have people go through the work together. But ultimately, what comes out of that is a group of people that believe in your dreams, what we call dream advocates, what we call a vision tribe, people that are going to hold the vision, help support you, nurture you, believe in you. When you're feeling hopeless, remind you that there's hope. Demonstrate and model it in their lives so that you can be inspired. And I truly, truly in my heart believe that when these communities are formed, that is when we'll create a breakthrough beyond breakthroughs around dreams coming true. I really in my heart of hearts believe that.
Well, you know, that just works for me so completely. Because one of the things that I talk about in my book as well is this idea that people are not alone. And as much as we like to pay attention to independence and how infatuated we are with doing things on our own, it really does tend to isolate us. Even though we're really not isolated, it's as though we create this make-believe bubble around ourselves, and people actually believe in that bubble. But there's help all around all the time. It's just a matter of opening up and asking for it. So that's in essence what your clients and the people who take your vision programs really are doing themselves. They're remaining open to that.
Yes, 100%, Nora, and really to speak quite frankly to the importance of your work around Mayday and what you're talking about. That's what I tell my clients. We were not put here to be islands unto ourselves. We're supposed to ask for help. It's okay.
Not only is it okay,
it's required. So I really appreciate that you're spreading that message because that's actually when they get helped is when they ask for it. And one way they're doing that is through hiring us.
I agree, and thank you so much for that. I think that's really true. So what? All right, give me an idea of what a dream advocate might actually do then.
Well, a dream advocate is somebody like myself, somebody like you, somebody like Laurel, anybody that believes in your dream. So a dream advocate is anybody who is going to support your dream. So it's somebody you'll have in your life. And we have a couple distinctions which I'd like to share because it's along those lines of dream advocate is forming a vision tribe, which is filled with dream advocates, people that will advocate for your dream, versus the devil's advocate, people that will shoot your dream down. So that's a vision thief, somebody who's going to perhaps say, well, let me play the devil's advocate, and really take something away because they're scared and they're projecting their fears onto you. So that's the distinctions we create to help you evaluate the kinds of people you're surrounding yourself with Because when you have a dream, especially when it's a young one, you want to protect it, fiercely protect it from people that may not believe in it, that may not support it, because they're scared in their own lives. So that's the importance of dream advocates, people that are going to fight for your dreams, even on days where you don't feel strong enough to.
Now, do you have any idea of, because I know Laurel's had at least one version of Passion into Practice on for a number of years, and I know that you've just done the Do Your Own Thing program, or Do Your Thing program for a year. Do you have an idea of how successful these programs are being in the long term?
You know, it's such a great question, and two answers to that. One is, you know, we are wanting to and are actively, now that we're growing and working with just hundreds of people, put something in place to measure that. But the great news is our clients end up falling in love with us as we do with them, and we hear stories all the time. Laurel has a client that left a big Fortune 100 company to go be a director of a company in the Peace Corps. I'm sorry, director of a country in the Peace Corps. So we hear stories, we get stories, we hear about their wins. That's how we stay in tune with how they're doing.
That's fabulous. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Your dose of inspiration today is coming from Suparna Bhasin. I'm Nora Claver, your guest host, and we'll be back after these messages. Thank you.
Is your soul searching for more? Are you ready for greater spiritual enlightenment? CMS, the College of Metaphysical Studies, is the planet's largest source of metaphysical and spiritual growth. CMS, the leader in the field of metaphysical studies, is dedicated to the service of humankind, offering distance learning courses and free resources. Follow your spiritual path and join the great adventure at cms.edu. That's cms.edu.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
There is one movie that is not about being famous, rich, powerful, or beautiful. But this movie can help you become rich beyond your wildest dreams. There is one movie that every man, woman, and child should see. See One, the movie, now available on DVD at onetheproject.com. Hi, this is Dr. Pat for One, the movie. Now the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Watch it online and be transformed. One, the movie.
Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at Genesis. Find out how you can use the power of words in clothing to change your world. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn all about Creo Mundi, a unique brand that's going to rock this planet. Utilizing the frequencies and positive words on the inside of clothing, Creo Mundi can really help you create your own universe and tap into the law of attraction. Like attracts like at creomundi.com. CREOMUNDI. That's creomundi.com.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit Carrie O'Connor.
Radio Network is streaming this show and other great health talk shows online 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
At healthradionetwork.com. And now back to the show.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your guest host, Nora Claver, and I am author of Mayday, Asking for Help in Times of Need. And our guest today is Suparna Bhasin, who is the CEO of Passion into Practice. And we are winding down our hour today, and I want to let you know that this has just been a joy for me. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you tune in next Saturday when I'll be back. And, of course, make sure you're tuning into the Dr. Pat Show on a regular basis anyway, because she is full of inspiration and wisdom and joy for all of you. Suparna, what are the plans for Passion into Practice now?
Well, it's getting exciting. We launched a year ago in New York and had a lot of success with our clients in New York. So I am flying out to Seattle on Monday to launch in Seattle. And we have a couple different gatherings that are happening. It's a complimentary evening that we offer people to really get an experience of our work. And then I'm off to San Francisco the following week to launch there in the middle of the city. So, you know, and beyond that, we're looking at Philadelphia and London, and hopefully, like you said, going global in the next 5 years. So anybody that wants to learn more is more than welcome to visit us at passionintopractice.com.
Passionintopractice.com. That's easy to remember. That's a good one. Now, that's wonderful. And so the kind of people who should be coming to you are seekers, people looking to live their spirits on this plane.
Absolutely. People that are sitting here in this moment knowing that this is probably not exactly what it's supposed to look like, and they have a dream, and they have a purpose, and they have a calling, and they have a vision, and they really just need help executing and having it come true.
And if parents or educators are interested in the Do Your Thing program,
yes, absolutely. We are bringing this to school systems. We've done that. And we're also working with, and this is a call to coaches that are out there, people that are on their own running a coaching practice. We're looking for coaches to work with young people, and adults. And so parents and adults and even coaches that want to help us meet this demand, we're welcoming all of these people to give us a call because we are growing very quickly right now.
Well, this has just been a wonderful conversation, Suparna. I have to thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you being here today. Remember,
and thank you, Nora, for inviting me to be your guest on your guest show.
My pleasure. Remember, it's passionintopractice.com, and I'm Nora Claver, your host for Dr. Pat. Thank you, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Technical services provided by Gab Network at gabnetwork.com for the Health Radio Network.